Mike Giglio, welcome to you. Describe what you saw today at the camp dispersal and what happened to you.
So I was at the camp at Rabah before the crackdown even started, and I was there as the police vehicles rolled in and as the police opened fire on the crowds. And was standing on the police lines watching them shoot the tear gas at the protesters and also watching them shoot live rounds, as you guys have described. And after about an hour or so, the police seemed to decide that they didn't want journalists, at least on that side of the conflict. So they rounded up me and a couple other photographers, and they beat us after we identified as being journalists, and then they detained us for about 4 hours, along with a number of protesters from the city.
Was there any warning this morning before they came into the protest camp?
There wasn't. I got there around 6 a.m., and this is when most people are still sleeping, so they were all piled into their tents. A few people were awake, you know, using the bathroom or saying their morning prayers. And then, just like that, you know, there was a surge of panic through the camp, and you saw people running to the exits, saying that the security forces were coming. And